All right, good to have you back here, and glad you're along for the conversation. My next guest, Chris Widener, is the spokesman for the American Freedom Tour. The American Freedom Tour, the reason for it, 2022, taking back America. That's what they tell me, and I thought we should get right to it. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Steve. How are you?
I am well. Yeah, we were just talking about it. You've moved to Chattanooga. There's a little detour in the middle, but away from Seattle, Washington, where you spent 50 years of your life, now in Chattanooga, Tennessee. What an eye-opening experience that must have been.
Absolutely. You know, Seattle is a world-class, beautiful city that has been absolutely destroyed by leftist policies. I tell my old friend Todd Herman, who's still doing radio there, and I'm like, it's like shooting fish in a barrel doing radio there. Just open the newspaper and you can do 3 hours each.
Yeah. You know, the open display of stupidity is everywhere in Portland and Seattle and these other far-left cities. But let's talk about this. What is the American Freedom Tour? Why is it so important in 2022, and what's on the agenda?
Well, you know, a lot of people say, what can we do? Well, I started saying to myself, what can I do? I'm a motivational speaker. I'm in the Motivational Speakers Hall of Fame. And I said, I can do speech. I can do speeches. I can get out there and we can create events. So I partnered with a couple of guys who've put 11 million people in the seats over the last 30 years. And we said, let's go do this. So we decided to create a very positive, optimistic seminar series. We launched it in Jacksonville. We've also been in Phoenix. We're going to Houston next week. We're going to be in Fort Lauderdale. And we went out and we hired some of America's top conservative voices, and we put on a one-day seminar that is intended to inform but also to inspire, primarily because I feel like for the last 5 years, people have just been beaten up. You're racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic. We want to put them in a room.
Listen
so they can
to
look
me.
Around
hold
say,
on, hold on, hold on. Listen to me, Bull Connor. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, it's just terrible to try to celebrate America, isn't it?
Oh, good Lord. You know, and it's weird to me that a Democrat Party that at one time was led by the likes of John F. Kennedy, who you know, despite the disagreements I might have with him on policy, loved this country, served this country, lost a brother in World War II for this country, almost lost his own life for this country. And you look at these people that get up every day to figure out how they can hate America. How can we attack and hate America today? Stop it. But you've seen the numbers, Chris, you have, because you see now there was a 14-point swing in December from people that identify as Democrat to Republican. Republicans have a 5-point lead, according to Gallup, the biggest lead ever. And the first time in 25 years, Republicans have even been on the top side of that. Remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's giving a little bit of hope back for me for independents and moderates, right? It's like, okay, they had a choice. It's like, okay, we got the mean guy and the nice guy. Yeah, it was great, but this guy could probably do great because he's been around for 47 years. Let's give the nice guy a chance. And then it all went in the tank, just like Jimmy Carter, which was a one-term president. And I have some new hope back for the American people.
I have hope when I look at, I won't kid you, Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, who comes out as a happy warrior, a positive guy, who came out and said, listen, I'm going to empower parents and citizens and defend you from the government, not empower the government to run roughshod over your life. That gives me hope. And I see the same thing from Governor DeSantis and Governor Noem and other people around this country, right?
Yeah, it's really the spirit of Ronald Reagan, and it's the spirit of our event, because we're motivational guys. And so we believe, as you remember our grandma always used to say, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And so we just thought we can be positive, we can address the issues, and there are certainly issues, but anger is never going to reach the people we need to bring onto our side. Hope is, optimism is, a positive vision is, and that's what we want to do. We talk about the issues, and there's some hard moments, but most of it is about how America is great, conservatism can save America.
Right, and it's not just you that'll be on the stage for this event and all of these events. You got people like Don Jr., Kayleigh McEnany, Judge Jeanine. You've got a whole host of, you know, A-listers that are out there for the conservative movement to say, listen, this is our moment. We don't like what happened in 2020, but this is our moment, because right now the Democrat Party, the infighting, the hate, the rejection of socialism by the American people, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We are winning, Chris. Make no mistake, we are winning the argument. We are winning hearts and minds. We're watching, you know, 33% support in the Quinnipiac poll for Joe Biden, but only 28% of Hispanic support. We are winning across the board, aren't we?
And in spite of all the opposition, I mean, they literally own the House, the Senate, the presidency. They own the media. They own Hollywood. They own the cultural elites. They own colleges and universities. But people are pushing back. We have a daughter that goes to one of America's elite universities. And even the students are pushing back. They're looking around going, we're locked in our rooms. And yet the vaccinated people can still get, like, what's the point? When you put stupid out there enough, people can look at it and say, that's stupid.
Well,
that's
people that have COVID, you know, these companies and hospitals, if you have COVID, come on, we need you to come to work. If you've not been vaccinated, you're fired. I'm sorry, right. What? If you've got COVID, you can it's work, insane. But if you're not vaccinated, you're fired. I'm sorry, in what world does that even make sense?
Yeah, and that's why we put this whole thing together. And you mentioned some of them. We have Dinesh D'Souza at all our events, Don Jr.'s at all our events. We've had Kaylee McEnany, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Laura Ingraham, Sheriff David Clark, Sheriff Mark Lamb. Both those guys are great. If you've never had Sheriff Mark Lamb on, he's great.
Oh, I have, but I just want to know, in your estimation, Clark or Lamb, who has the best cowboy hat?
I mean, that's well, I'll tell you what. First of all, I didn't know they were both like 6'5".
Oh, they are.
And
they're giants.
And Sheriff Lamb, actually, I introduced him in Phoenix, and I said, he's the first guy I've ever introduced that came on stage with a gun on his hip.
Well, but 30 seconds or so here, Chris. People want to find out about the American Freedom Tour, Taking Back America. Where do they find out dates and times?
AmericanFreedomTour.com. There's tickets there for Houston this next week and then also Fort Lauderdale next month. And they can go to the Facebook page, American Freedom Tour. They can search for it on Facebook, and we've got great clips there. They can get a feel for what we do.
AmericanFreedomTour.com. Check it out. Chris, keep the faith, my friend. We're winning this thing.
Thank you, brother. We are.
There you have it. We're going to take a quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show and be right back.
Attention all bridge card users. Did you know you can now use your bridge card at many Michigan